the universe to me and the rest. And if you want to be politically correct and pretend you're intellectually advanced, you will call it environment. Me and environment. That environment is the rest of the universe. Shame on you to divide it like that. Come out of that self and be with the rest. You have fastened both your hands. This is 3010. You read it, Peter.
Melt away your existence as copper in the elixir, in the being of him who fosters existence. You have fastened both your hands tight on I and we. All this ruin is caused by dualism.
This dualism means for you there are two existences. You, of course, you and we. He doesn't mean we here. He means us. You talk about me and us. No, there is only one we. Because even when you say us, there is them. There is no them. There is no rest. I'm a part of all of it. I am a part of the meaning of this existence. You cannot divide that to me and my group, my family. That's why it wasn't difficult for me to forget about nationality in the youth. Because I realized we are not talking about us. Whenever we say us, we are talking about them. We are creating enemies. If there is no them, what's the meaning of us? If there is no rest of the universe, what's the meaning of me? I'm a part of it, I'm time. And could you please show me a part of this universe that I couldn't care less? I shouldn't. Oh yeah. Let's say a couple of hundred years ago, everybody was naive and would say, yes, of course, look at that star. I don't give a damn about that star. These days, we know that, don't do that. Maybe that's not a star, it's a comet, and it's coming to us. Then you should care a lot about it. Everything, nothing is out of this. Because I don't believe in this limit. I'm not this, I know I'm not this. Because experience. Let me leave you with this experience. There is something you could experience really. If you're attentive enough to understand that your happiness is in people. Remember those scene I told you, sitting in a restaurant, good food and three children outside? If those three were well fed, well dressed, and just were teasing us, we could have enjoyed that meal because everything was okay. The poverty in them will cut my appetite, right? So my happiness is in their comfort. If I could comfort them, then I could have my meal. My happiness is where?
Outside.
First of all, my happiness is in non-existence. It's not in existence. I have to create it, and it's outside of me. I have to come out of me. Instead of thinking about me, I should think about we. Because if we are happy, I could be happy. If we are miserable, could I be happy? Oh, in a very, let's say, scattered moments, maybe, but in general, could you be a happy fellow if you're living in a group of unhappy people? This is easy enough to understand. So my happiness is in you. It's stupid to look for it in satisfaction of this animal, because this animal knows the satisfaction. But the joy, the compassion, when you listen to a good piece of music, Is there any satisfaction over there? But you are a different person. Not only in that moment, you are in a good state of mind that will influence you for your entire life. That's what it is. The beauty should be created. And that creation comes of the unity. Because to us, unity is not you come and get a stick to us. You come out, you are. Only if you could. You could get rid of that make-believe separation, which is me. If you let go of that me, inshallah, you will understand what we is. And I told you this is a very delicate matter, because he will put it in a special place in the beginning of book 2. In one isolated verse, he will say, love could be understood when you become we. When you are I, you will not understand love, and we will go with that next time, inshallah. How about this time? This time I didn't even have plans. You didn't panic this time. Till next time, inshallah. Tonight was dangerous, because I was ready to go maybe one of those long sessions, 6-7 hours.
Read ahead.
Yes.
Just to pick up on what Will was saying about the process, step by step. But I hear what you're saying. And you come to this with great experience of and an overview of the entire work, which we don't have. I accept that. Do you see, is there the possibility of a danger in us being introduced to this overview prematurely?
No. No, I don't find it dangerous. I guess it could be difficult. Could create some little problems, but dangerous, no. Because first of all, you are experiencing a little bit out of touch stuff, because you are facing a text which is not in your language and in your culture. So you already make that effort to step out of this comfort zone of learning of you. You're attending to something like that, right? More than that, you accepted me as a bloody foreigner to sit down and explain it. All that means you're ready to see it differently, because it's not for the first time to you. If this was a Persian group, Iranian, for some of them, this could be the first time going because of the background and all that. But for you, because you have decided and you have seen the difference, it's not dangerous. But I'm not sure about how it works, because it could give a boost to someone to jump forward ahead, but it could make the source of confusion for some slow travelers, which they want to have their pace. So I'm not sure about the outcome. That's why I'm trying it. We'll see, inshallah. Because, yes, this is December, and I know how December feels. I was born in a school. See, it couldn't get worse. So I know. Holiday time, pre-holiday time, after holiday, summertime, and all that what it means. But we'll come back to this, and we'll see how it works. Because for the moment, I wanted to know, how do you feel, roughly? And I didn't go to all of you, not to a lot of explanation. I leave it to the end of book 1. When we finish the book 1, inshallah, then we go through it. That how do you know then you, because we'll go back to that normal reading, explanation, reading person. delusion and all that, which is normal. For this, I'm trying this to see the influence of it. And you will be the judge of that, not me. I need the feedback about that, because I don't know. You see, I'm working in the darkness a little bit here, because I know what. How do you deal with it? The only reference point I make for myself, you know what it is? I go back to age of 17, and I try to remember the feeling I had, because in that age I was seriously involved in theater, and I was expert in two masters. One was Shakespeare. To me, Shakespeare still is someone. First of all, he's not British. He's sort of mixed, maybe an immigrant or something like that. And I picture him differently, and I'm sure that it's not the Shakespeare you know and you imagine. Because first of all, Shakespeare to you is a writer, a screenplay writer. Shakespeare to me is a strange fellow with a bizarre translatable language, because for each piece of Shakespeare, I know different style of translation of that text, because I have seen the translation. I didn't know my English was even worse than this nonsense I have today. I didn't understand English. So Shakespeare was in Persian language to me. And I remember especially Shakespeare, because at the age of 17, it happened to me that I realized that now he has been a poet. His language is poetic. Because that kind of stuff, to me, is not poet. We have another form and kind of it, and suddenly I told you a master made that translation, which you could read, let's say, melodically. That melody suddenly changed Shakespeare for me. But that has nothing to do with your Shakespeare, because you understand it in English. For me, it goes back to those wordings and things. So, I don't know, we'll see. Inshallah, we'll have enough feedback, and maybe we'll go on to read book two very fast. How about that?
Mm.
Don't worry, this is one of the pleasures of being a teacher. Teasing is a part of it. So I give you false hope. Because I know everybody wants to go through it fast, to get it all at once. Impossible. It's like listening to music. You cannot play the music and be faster. It doesn't work that way. Of course, sometimes for fun you can do it, but it has to have its own pace. Till next time, inshallah.
Is this our second or third session? Second.